Ready, ready, ready. You can't minimize while you're recording. Why not? I've did it millions of other times. Thank you. Get out the way. So today's case is very unique. It is very heartbreaking. It is one that I just kind of like, oh, it got me. It got me good. And it's new. There's not much that has came out about this case. So I took what all I could find and I went with it. So this one will probably have an update later on in another episode just to let y'all know what happened. So Heidi Bruzette, I think is how her last name is pronounced, was a 33-year-old woman with three kids. She had two that were her own. She had a 6-year-old son named Silas and a 3-week-old daughter named Margot Carey. And I really love the name Margot. I don't know. I kind of fell in love with that name during this episode.
So if you had another child and it was a girl, would you name her Margo?
I don't think Anthony would go for the name Margo. I feel like that would be shut down real quick. But I really like the name. But anyway. And then they had, or she had a stepdaughter that was named Addie. So before she went on maternity leave in late November, she worked at Cracker Barrel. Woo woo, Cracker Barrel. Love some Cracker Barrel. And
For
she.
one episode, you talked about them forever about how you didn't get to.
The one episode, yes, that one location sucks monkey balls, but all the other locations are great and dandy. But she worked at Cracker Barrel and then she was going to school to become a vet tech. So on top of working, having a newborn, going to school, she was planning her own wedding to her fiance of nearly 10 years named Shane Carey. Shane, oh my God, why did I say Craig? Shane Craig, Shane Carey. So I was just like, oh, you should probably know how this is, planning a wedding with the infant.
So much fun.
Well, hers didn't. No, hers was in 2019, so she was a little bit before COVID planning. So everything went down on Thursday, December 12th, 2019, in Austin, Texas. Heidi took her son Silas to school, and she was seen on footage in the office at 7:50 that morning. After she got in the car and was heading home, she called Shane to tell him how excited she was for spending $20 on three books at the book fair and how she couldn't wait to read them to Silas. And I'm like, oh, if I called Anthony and be like, I'm so excited I bought three books for $20, he'd be like, why? Why you spend $20 on books? We don't read
Yeah, he would be like,
books.
are they serial killer books?
What books did you buy? But no, she bought three books to read to her 6-year-old son. So there was no serial killer books.
What's that?
Hopefully not at the bookstore where they selling serial killer books. It was to believe that Heidi and Margot returned to their apartment shortly after talking to Shane. Several hours later, Shane came home from work and noticed that Heidi and Margot was not there. And this case will kind of it reminded me a lot of the Scott and Lacey Peterson case. Maybe it'll remind you, and it'll, maybe show you why I think what happened, what happened, what happened. So anyways, I don't want to give it away, but So Heidi's car was unlocked in the parking lot and her purse and Margot's diaper bag was still in the car. And this is odd for one, it just being left in the car, because are you going to be leaving your purse in your car at the apartment? I don't think so. So,
Not anywhere. They already had that issue, at the lake with the car getting broken into.
Yeah, so it's like,
From there, I learned no.
So I was like, I don't feel like she would have been leaving her purse in the car. And then two, if she was going somewhere with a baby, you're gonna be taking that diaper bag with you wherever you go. So all this was just kind of like questionable of like kind of like where she could be. So it was time for Silas to be picked up from school, and Heidi was nowhere in sight. Maybe thinking she was with family or lost track of time talking to somebody in the apartments, or maybe she even went for a walk. So Shane went to go pick up Silas from school. After the two got home, Heidi was still not at home. Shane began to call friends and family, and then eventually he ended up calling the cops at 7:31 p.m. So cops immediately put out a BOLO, which means be on the lookout for Heidi and Margaret. Heidi's parents, who lived in Louisiana, and then one of her longtime best friends, Megan, who lived in Houston, was made aware about Heidi being missing. So her parents started making the trip to come help in search. So let me tell you about her little bestie, okay? Because we all got to have
Tell
that.
me about the
Well, we all gotta have that bestie. So Megan Humphrey and Heidi met when they were preteens at church camp. The two were super close, and not only were they best friends, but they were pregnant together and due days apart from each other. So when Margot was born, Megan was there for Heidi. And I even heard that she was in the same room. Like, well, she wasn't in the same room. Like, she was in the room when Heidi had Margot. So I'm just saying, like, if you're in the room when your friend's giving birth and you seeing all the seeing all, y'all gotta be something pretty close. Cause I don't know if I have any friends close enough that I wanna be in the room seeing.
I didn't even want y'all up at the hospital until after.
I'm just saying, like, you have to be a real close friend to be seeing all of that. Because no, thank you. No, thank you. After she returned home, she sent out a message saying that she had her baby also, and it was a little girl that she named Luna. So family and friends and also police were starting to pound the pavement, and everyone was knocking on doors, asking people, like, have you seen her? Da 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 da. Like, just trying to make footway of what could have happened. And this was right after the Watts case. So everybody was looking at Shane. And I'm going to play a clip right here of a TV interview with him.
This is my fiance.
Yes, ma'am. So Shane just going to talk to you today?
Yeah, I look down when I talk. I'm sorry. I'm going to look down the whole time, probably. Yeah.
So just tell us about the day your fiance and your baby went missing. What kind of day was it? Was it a regular day?
That was just a basic Thursday. We have basically have a routine every day. I get up around 6 a.m. and pretty much hit the snooze button a couple times, and then I finally wake up around 6:15, drink some water, wake up the kids around 6:30, wake up Heidi and Silas right before I leave. So like once I got them up on Thursday, it was kind of a later morning. It was around 6:40 whenever I got them up. And because it was Heidi's first day to actually take Margot by herself with Silas. So pretty much gave Heidi a kiss, the baby kiss, and Silas a kiss, said have a wonderful day. Left the apartment, went to work. And then she takes the kids to school, and she was making lunch, like right before I left. She took the kids to school. At around 8 o'clock, she called me I answered the phone, like, right before I got in my truck. I work for Unicorn Moving. So, she called me around 8. And she told me that she went to the book fair. She bought 3 books. Cost about $25. It was amazing. Like, she couldn't wait to read to Silas. And I told her, I love you, goodbye. And this is hard.
So this happened after the Chris Watts thing?
Yes. And with him saying at the beginning, it's like, I'm going to look down. When I first, you know, kind of like heard that, because I like.
That's like lying.
Yeah. So that kind of made me think of Scott. That's why I mentioned that, because I'm like, oh, maybe, you know, like him kind of like pulling himself, you know, like, because Scott was kind of weird in his interviews, you know?
Right. And so was Chris, and then he kind of busted himself. I don't know if he got into all that or not.
So I was just like, her. But the first press conference was held, I think it was 5 days after she was reported missing. Nothing was really said at this press conference. They had no new information, no suspects, like nothing. Then on December 20th, a search warrant was executed for a house that the police received a tip on that was in Houston. This house was none other than her friend Megan's house. During this search, they located Megan's car, which was parked behind the house with a white female body in the back of the car, and an infant found alive inside. The two were later identified as Heidi and Margo. Heidi was strangled to death and shoved into a duffel bag. Megan was arrested and charged with 2 counts of kidnapping, 1 count of tampering with a corpse. And I cannot find yet to this day that she has been charged with murder, because I have been looking. But I think it's weird that she has not been charged with the murder. She was found in a car in her yard. Like, how can you not be charged with murder?
So she got charged for kidnapping, but not murder?
She got charged with 2 counts of kidnapping and 1 count of tampering with a corpse.
Huh.
Yeah. So everyone was shocked that Megan was somehow involved with the death of Heidi. A visual and a funeral was held on December 27th, 2019. So when Megan went to court for the first time, you would think that it would be about the 3 charges that I told you about, correct?
Correct.
No. Homegirl went to court after she was arrested, and it was about the multiple driving violations that she had. I'm like, excuse me.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. Like, do you not think that the kidnapping and the tampering with a corpse and possible murder charges trump the driving violations? Please explain.
They were still working on that case. They wanted to get her big.
So I saw where she was supposed to go to court in January of this year, 2021, but I have not seen any updates. Any news articles that I see have not updated since the end of 2020. So I don't know if she has gone to court, because if so, nothing has been released. But as for the family, Shane still has all the kids. They're with him and I think his sister, because it said they're Aunt Tiffany helps raise, or, you know, kind of like watches them. And she made the comment that Margo started walking at 11 months. She's learning sign language. And for all the trauma that she has been through in her life, that she like hardly ever cries. And I see like this cute little picture of Margot and her brother Silas. I think they were like playing in a park or playing in the yard. I'm like, it's so precious. But I mean, considering their mother was brutally murdered by her best friend, they seem to like be okay. As best as you can be with your mother no longer being with you.
Yeah, I mean.
But I want to find out, and I'm going to keep like watching the news articles to see what happens to Megan. Does she get charged with a murder? Because if not, like, hello, like, what? And if I did, if this, you know, like, did not, you know, like, pop up in your head, you know how I told you that they were pregnant together?
Yeah.
And she had a baby named Luna?
Yeah.
Did you piece together that she wasn't pregnant and Margot was now going to be Luna? Oh. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Huh.
Yes. So this was definitely like premeditated. Like she faked a whole entire pregnancy. I don't know if she ever
would kill her and get that child.
Mm-hmm. She killed her best friend.
Don't have any friends.
She killed her best friend for her baby.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So tell me something funny. And that's why you have no friends. I mean, I have no friends. I don't need them killing me.
Well, that's like that joke where they say, "Hi, your mom told me to pick you up from school. Who are you? I'm her friend." No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. Why you say that? Because my mom don't have no friends.
That would definitely be braver. Like, oh, my mom don't have friends. My mom works too much.
All right. Are you ready for our dum-dum of the day?
I'm ready.
After I told you something funny.
Tell me something funny.
All right. So, man who attacked McDonald's worker over a straw, sentenced to jail.
He went through the drive-thru and they didn't give him a straw and he got pissed off because he couldn't drink his tea?
Let's see. Man who was recorded on New Year's Eve taking a beating from McDonald's worker after grabbing her over a straw was sentenced to jail last week. They pleaded guilty to 2 counts of battery and was sentenced to 60 days in jail. He's already served 58 of the 60 days. So I'm sure by now he's already
out.
So we ain't saying no names so they don't come out and get us.
We don't want a beating.
They were screaming at an employee worker at the register after he couldn't find a straw. He then reached over the counter, grabbed her of anger, and started punching a few times in the head and held her onto the collar. Customer saw the events unfold just before the attack. Normally there's straws in the holder, but there weren't any. He began screaming at the staff and then got physical. So, if there's not any straws, be smart and just say, "Can I get a straw, please?" Otherwise, you're going to jail.
I mean, like, I can understand if you drove off and was halfway down the road and it's like, "Where's my dang straw?"
That's when you just take the lid off and start sipping. I know it's not what you want to do, but it's better than going to jail.
See, I'm that type person and, like, it kills Anthony. Now, especially that people don't really like to give out lids and straws because, you know, you get on the COVID and everything. But no, it's like, give me my lid, give me my straw, because I can't drink out of a cup without a lid and a straw. I need a straw. I need a straw to drink. I can't be drinking out of a cup. A
strong drink or you need a straw drink?
I need both. I need a strong drink with a straw. All right. So tell them where they can find us.
So, check us out at Facebook at
TCWI Discussion Group.
Instagram at
@TCWI_podcast_.
And on our Patreon page at
Patreon.com/thecrimeswereinto, or you can go over to our webpage, which is thecrimeswereinto.com. Click on bonus episodes, click that tier that fits your needs, which you want to hear from us or receive from us. And yeah.
If you can't get enough of us, there's also another podcast that we started, which is
The Rabbit Holes We Jump Into.
Yes.
Yay. So check
us out, like us, love us, leave us a review, as long as it's 5 stars, and
tell your friends and family. Bye.